Did they ever try to do Harvey on radio? I don't know. I don't think we have a recording of it, but I'm wondering if you and Charlie ever came across a script or something about Harvey.
A script of Harvey on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't sound familiar at all. No.
I think it was done too late.
No. Well, it could have been.
Yeah.
That could have been. That's a great answer.
Around 1949. Yeah. So, for our audience, I was just sitting here, it's been 16, 17 years since Jimmy passed away. And so we had almost a whole generation who might not have seen any Jimmy's movies. So, Ona, if you have a recommendation for some young kids, what movie should they see of Jimmy Stewart that you would recommend that they should see?
Oh, good question. If you do ask anybody that's a little bit older, you say, Jimmy Stewart, and they always come up with, isn't he the one that did that Christmas movie about It's a Wonderful Life? And I always end up, that's right. And I'm thinking, boy, if that's all they ever got to know, that's a shame. Because he, his listing of movies is so good. But if they really want to just watch him and just see, I think Harvey is probably one of the best. I've watched Harvey now 3 or 4 times or more, and every time you watch Harvey, you find something new to laugh at or something that you didn't catch before. And you see, his acting in that was just so superb. You get to really see him. You get to see a great movie. You get to see the other characters are just hilarious. And you can watch it more than once and get something new out of it every time. And you can also compare some of the later movies to it because of the type of the movie it was and the comedy of it. So, it would remind you of some other movies. But I think that's a great movie for them, for people to really get to know his abilities and who he was and what he could do. Some of these movies, they're dated.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Harvey is one that you could play anytime, and say, that was a great movie. So, now Of Human Hearts, that's one of my favorites. That's a little dated, of course. That's Civil War, era there. But you could close your eyes and pick one. And I would love any of them, But, have everyone watch Harvey one time and see what they think of it.
That's a good
a great one. I'm sorry?
That's a great recommendation.
Good. Okay.
Do the museum, do they change the display once in a while? Because Charlie said that you guys go up a couple times a year. Do they change it every 3 or 4 months? How do they do the display?
Okay, well, I don't know if I can give you a real good answer on that one, but I know they do themes to do around some movies. They'll do movie themes. They'll do around his birthday. They would do themes around who's going to win the Harvey Award. Who's coming to accept that award. In the time that it's been open, there have been many, many different changes. And, of course, the director, always has a say in what they want to do. And they also have to go on what they do have. People do loan things, out to them. But the displays are always very tasteful, displayed very well, and it's a real pleasure, really, for anybody to walk through there, whether they even knew of his work or not. It's a very classy place to spend time. It's very nice. But yeah, there have been many different. There are some permanent displays that they have. You know, like the desk at the hardware store,
okay.
His bedroom, his bed, you know, things like that. They're going to put in there and they're going to keep them there.
Sure.
Okay.
But, and a lot from his school, and reunions from his school, a lot of family, even displays of his, friends from town.
Mm-hmm. Do they still do fundraisers? I know. When I talked to the curator 15 years ago, they would do like an annual get-together, but maybe Kieran Grimes from the movie or June Allison or somebody, and they would always try to raise funds to keep the museum going. Do they still do something like that today? Do you know?
Oh, okay. Well, I think what you're talking about is the annual Harvey Award.
Okay.
And no doubt at a time like that, when you're going to have, 1,000 people there, fundraising, I'm sure, would have been one of the things in their minds.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm sure that they, you know, because people come from all around and, you know, they would be very willing to donate, you know, to the museum. But the reason why that those people went there to begin with, like June Allison, which I enjoyed her. Probably the most of any of the stars who worked with Jimmy that, you know, won that award, and, you know, she was there. And, you know, that award, and they still do, you know, give the award every year to a person that has worked with him. And, in other words, people who work with him and that would share his same values.
Mm-hmm.
They always got that in. They always wanted somebody, you know, who was just like him.
Sure. Good.
You know, a good guy, and you know. So there were many, many there that, and we went just about every year. There were just a very few that we didn't meet. But, you know, they all had so many lovely things to say, you know, working with him. And again, that's, you know, we learned a lot from them too.
Probably
what you were talking about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I guess. Have you and Charlie ever gone up to New York? I'm trying to think of the name of the town that sort of built. They have the It's a Wonderful Life Winter Festival in December or whatever. I'm trying to think of the name.
Is that Rye, New York, where they have all of those, the theaters? We get the pamphlets.
Yeah.
What's the name of that town? Yes. Yes, we get information for that every year,
right?
And we never go.
Okay.
But I know what you're talking about. It sounds very nice. It may be worth your while to go.
It sounds like it. I was thinking about calling Carolyn Grime up because this is the 70th anniversary of the movie. It's a Wonderful Life, and I bet she would give me an update about it.
Yes, yes, yes. I think she would be. Yeah, it's on our list, but we've never really gotten there. But I know what you're talking about and about where it is. But that would be worth looking into also for information.
Anything else, Erna, you think we want to touch upon about Jimmy Stewart or the book?
Not that I can think of, except what I just one thing that I mentioned. You know, that there should be more people. I think something, you know, like our book, to keep people aware of the good people that are out there,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, if there were more people, you know, that lived their lives like he did, you know, it would be a really much better world.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, we were fortunate, you know, to have someone of his, you know, morals. I mean, I'm not saying that there aren't, but I think we just need more. And if people, you know, just sit and study some of these good folks, what a wonderful world this would be.
What a wonderful life it would be.
Very good.
Ah, there you go. There you go. So, yeah, true. True. So, you know, we got it. We have to keep educating these younger people.
Absolutely.
That there's a lot of goodness out there yet. We just need to keep digging it up.
Erna, thank you so much for being with us. We've enjoyed it thoroughly. Jimmy Stewart's one of our
favorite
people.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't say anything too stupid.
No, you didn't. We did, but you didn't.
Okay. Anytime. We want to make it, you know, I've been a SpurgeVac member for years.
Uh-huh.
And I enjoy that newsletter every month.
Oh, good.
But being on the other side of, I do. And being on the other side of the country, you know, really limits us to mostly everything. But I really would love to get to one of those conventions one of these days.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Go ahead.
We really would. We really, you know, I follow it. I used to mail away for a lot of your shows and listen to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it was one of the things early on that really got me more and more into old-time radio, because I was able to send away and, you know, have them sent to me and really get into it. And I've learned, I've got loads of the old-time radio shows now, and I just absolutely love them.
Aren't they great?
I'm addicted.
Yeah.
And I got, you know, got Jess into them. And actually, then here came the book. So, you know, you and SpurgeVac and the whole crew, I mean, you know, you really were a big help in our attempts. Yeah. So we, you know, we certainly appreciate you, too.
Cool. Yeah. And what I'll do is I'll go look at the blog, because I knew it was up there. But only recently.
Okay.
I'll look at it, and because I think Jess said that there's a listing of the Stewart programs that they know about, and maybe there's a listing of what you don't know about, but if I can find anything that you don't have, we'll send it along.
I just transferred some rare local interviews with Jimmy in New York, so there's, we might have some stuff that you guys don't have, so we'll figure this out, you know.
And
that'd be wonderful. He's always looking, every day, always looking, and every so often he does come up with some, you know, looky here, I didn't even know about this or that. Anything you can find would be greatly appreciated.
I know there's probably some stuff coming out down the road. There, a collection of the Screen Go shows been found.
Yeah.
And I think there's some more Jimmy Stewart in some of that Screen Guild. Down the road, you'll see Jimmy Stewart coming out. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, so I think there's more stuff coming. So,
great.
We'll take a look.
Anything that you can find, you know, this is an ongoing thing. And we keep saying there's got to be much more out there that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
You know, I think Jimmy himself would have been surprised.
Oh, I know he
would have
been.
This was all laid out in front of him. Like,
sure.
Oh my goodness, did I do all that, you know? And his daughters were completely shocked about the whole thing. They had no idea of how much that he was in.
You know,
radio.
I was just sitting here while you were talking about SpurgeVac. One of my favorite things he did really early with the Silver Theater in 37.
Right.
That three-part series he did with Roslyn Russell.
Right.
And that series early in 37.
Yes. Oh, so many things, so many wonderful things. And you know, I think their family appreciates, you know, the efforts of people, you know, to keep their dad alive.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I mean, they are good girls. They are very good girls. They're very, you know, they have their dad's ways, you know. They have his values, and they are fun to talk with, they're just down to earth girls.
Are they?
And,
are they fraternal or identical twins? Do you know?
They don't look alike at all.
Oh, so they're fraternal.
I guess that's fraternal.
Yeah,
they're completely different. Completely different. Short, tall, blonde, dark.
Really?
completely. You know, they don't. They, you know, you can tell they're sisters, but not twins.
What year was he born? 1911? What do they have an actual 1909, 1911? What did they decide?
He died July the 5th, 1989.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then when was he born?
I tell you, May 20th, 1908.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so but they're too. Very big up there with his birthday. So, and they like to have different activities and different things happening around the town for his birthday. So, you know, you guys would fit in there real great.
That might be what we try to work with, Larry, trying to shoot for that.
In my opinion,
I just found a recording about a month ago. We must have forgotten this. We recorded stuff off the radio when he died, a lot of obits and stuff about him from KFWB and KNX.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, there was tons of stuff.
I did KNX.
So did I. KFI and I think other stuff too. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, we thank you very much. You take care now.
Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.